Title: Supreme Court Resolves Circuit Split on Scope of Whistleblower Protections. Content: On February 21, 2018, the Supreme Court issued a pivotal decision narrowing the definition of a whistleblower under the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010, Dodd-Frank? Or the Act. In Digital Realty Trust Incorporated v. Summers, the court unanimously held that to qualify as a whistleblower, a person must first report a securities law violation to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. 583 U.S. underscore underscore, number 16-1276, 2018 WL 987345, February 21, 2018. The decision resolved a circuit split over whether such reporting is required for recovery under the Act's retaliation provisions. These provisions give whistleblowers the right to sue employers who terminate, harass, or discriminate against them for reporting securities violations at their firms. 15 U.S.C. 78 U.6 H1A 2010. In 2013, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a person must report violations to the SEC to be eligible for this protection. See Asadi v. GE Energy, USA, LLC, 720F.3D620, 630, 2013. However, the Second and Ninth Circuits have held that SEC reporting is not a prerequisite to pursuing a retaliation claim. See Digital Realty Trust, 850F, 3D 1045, 1050, 9th Circle 2017, Berman v. Ineo at Ogilvy LLC, 801F, 3D 145, 155, 2DCIR 2013. Instead, these courts have held that an employee can meet the definition of a whistleblower, not only by reporting to the SEC, but also by reporting securities violations to any other federal agency, Congress, or an internal supervisor. Writing for the court in Digital Realty Trust, Justice Ginsburg explained that Dodd-Frank's explicit definition of a whistleblower controls the rest of its provisions, including those protecting whistleblowers against retaliation. See Digital Realty Trust, 2018 WL 987345, at asterisk 8, 10. Under Dodd-Frank's definition, a whistleblower is any individual who provides information relating to a violation of the securities laws to the commission. 15 U.S.C. 78 U.6, A. 6. As a result, Ginsburg reasoned, a person must report a securities violation to the SEC in order to sue an employer for retaliation under the Act. See Digital Realty Trust, 2018 WL 987345, at asterisk 8, 10. Passed in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, Dodd-Frank created new measures to promote accountability and transparency in the financial system by escalating oversight and enforcement of consumer protection laws. Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, 124 Stat 1376, Pub. L. Number 111-203. One such measure was Congress's directive to the SEC to reward individuals who voluntarily provide information that leads to successful actions for securities law violations. 15 U.S.C. 78 U.6, B. In response, the SEC created the Office of the Whistleblower, the EOWB, which forwards such tips to the Enforcement Division and distributes financial awards when tips result in monetary sanctions of over $1 million. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, 2016 Annual Report to Congress on the Dodd-Frank Whistleblower Program, at 4, 6. The OWB also identifies and monitors complaints alleging retaliation by employers in response to reports of potential securities law violations. 2016 Annual Report, at 7. The case before the court arose when Paul Summers sued his former employer, Digital Realty Trust, for retaliation under Dodd-Frank. 119F, Sup 3D 1088, 1091-1092, ND Cal, 2015. Digital Realty Trust, 2018 WL 987345, at asterisk 7. Summers alleged that Digital Realty terminated him for reporting securities law violations to senior management. 119F, Sup. 3D at 1091 to 1092. Summers never reported the violations to the SEC, Digital Realty Trust, 2018 WL 987345, at asterisk 7. Digital Realty moved to dismiss, arguing that the statutory definition of whistleblower required employees to do so in order to avail themselves of the Act's protections. See 119F, Sup. 3D at 1094. The District Court for the Northern District of California denied the motion. CID. At 1106. On appeal, the Ninth Circuit affirmed, ruling that that application of the textual definition leads to absurd results. C850F, 3D at 1051. If the statutory definition were applied, the court reasoned, the third clause of the Act's anti-retaliation provision would require plaintiffs to report both internally and to the SEC. CID. At 1049. Because such dual reporting was unlikely to occur, the court read the statute to protect employee.